This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Beaver to Philly, 106.7 The Fan. Let's go to the Rude guest hotline right now. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And talk to our guy, Barstool Nate. We've just been talking about 6'3" or higher receivers, and Nate don't fit the bill, but we're going to talk to him anyway. What's up, Nate? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I chose not to be a wide receiver. You know that, but I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well, man. How you feeling? Other than
great. I think yesterday was a very good day.
Other than fooling yourself about thinking that you're 6'3".
No. We're the same height, B-Mitch. You know that. We're both 5'10".
I look down on you. I eat soup off your head.
That's a good lie.
Because all you can eat is soup because you lost all your teeth.
That's funny, dog.
Our friend Eric Nathan, Barstool Sports. You can give him a follow at Barstool Nate. Let's talk about this, Nate, dog. One day in. Barely 24 hours into the tampering period. Washington, everybody said, you got to get better in the trenches. Well, their first two moves are to sign a defensive lineman and to trade for possibly the best pass-blocking left tackle in the league, if not a top three, top five left tackle in the league. How do you feel about the first 24 hours?
It's fantastic. It is quite a wonderful time to be a fan of this team, and I'll say why I like it. We have one of the best quarterbacks, a top five quarterback in the league, on a rookie contract right now, which means you can go out and make moves and spend money because, as we know, the quarterback is the most important position in the NFL. And if you have one of those guys on a cheap contract, it becomes almost like a win now type of scenario, win in the next 3 to 4 years type of scenario. So you surround that stud quarterback on the rookie contract with as good of players as you can find and you can bring in and pay. And that is exactly what Adam Peters is doing. I love what he's doing. He sees the vision. He understands it. He made the in-season trade for a corner. He went out and got Debo. He went out and got the stud left tackle and Laremy Tunsil. I think he's doing an excellent job. I think he's putting the Commanders exactly where we need to be to challenge the Eagles next season and beyond. I could not be happier with what is happening in Washington right now.
I think folks need to recalibrate their understanding. Like, the best players don't get to free agency. NFL teams have gotten smarter about that.
Right.
Because of the non-guaranteed nature of contracts, you don't have, you know, in baseball, there's like two worlds, right?
Yeah.
There are baseball players not repped by Scott Boras.
And those that
who's probably like, that's probably 75-80% of the league. Maybe even more. Maybe it's 85-90%. But of the best players in baseball, it seems like half of them are repped by Boras.
Mm-hmm.
So of the best players in baseball, half of them sign extensions early because they want to get paid. The rest of them are Boras, and they dictate the terms of the entire sport. Football doesn't have that. So most football players are going to sign extensions. Quarterbacks do it all the time. And you add that with the franchise tag, most of these guys don't get to free agency.
Nope, they don't.
And generally, drafting really well is the best path. and then you draft really well and you supplement it with trades is kind of the look at how Philly does it.
Yep. Yep. And I think trading is becoming more common in the NFL now. I feel like growing up, there was never a single trade in the NFL.
Rare.
And it's becoming more common.
Yeah.
And I like that Adam Peters sees what he needs. He understands the business better than anybody. He understands the value of draft picks compared to getting, as you said, a top three pass blocking tackle in the league to protect Jaden Daniels' blindside. And he you know, I see some people saying, oh, the Texans fleece us this or that. I disagree, because you can't really put a price on having that guy protecting Jaden Daniels in year two, bringing in a wide receiver to complement Terry. It's all coming together like a painting, like just the strokes of the brush and the colors are all combining to make one fantastic just gallery portrait that Adam Peters is painting in Washington. And I think if you really sit back and look at it, you don't care about that third round or sixth round draft pick because you need that guy to protect the blind side more than you need that sixth round pick.
What else, what other moves are you expecting or you think should happen?
Well, we need a safety. We lost Jeremy Chinn. I think a lot of people are bummed out about that, understandably so. I think a lot of people expected him to stay in Washington, and he didn't. And now we are very weak in the secondary, specifically the safety position. I don't know if that will be addressed through the draft, if Peters has his eye on a guy that he thinks will be there at the end of the first round or the second round. Or, you know, there's a diamond in the rough waiting out there. But I think, you know, shoring up that safety position is important, and maybe another defensive tackle. And then some, if it's not going to be Fowler, someone to come off the edge. I think Fowler had a good season rushing the passer. I think a lot of people were disappointed in his run defense. But, you know, 11 sacks or whatever isn't easy to find out there in the NFL. I think he wants a bigger bag than Washington wants to give him, but maybe they can meet halfway. I'm not sure what happens there. But, yeah, maybe a guy to get to the quarterback and a safety is next on my list.
I don't hate you with the safety thing. It's kind of interesting. There are options. I would say Justin Reed's still floating around from the Chiefs. I've always liked Justin Simmons with the Falcons. Mm-hmm. It just seems like a playmaker. I think, you know, obviously yesterday the Tunsil trade is a really, really big deal. And I think
huge.
I won't be shocked if AP kind of waits a little bit now and sees where the value starts to lie. I've talked about it. I think Tank Lawrence, if you believe he's healthy, makes a lot of sense. They really needed somebody that could help them set the edge in the run game. He's fantastic at that, and he's a good pass rusher. Veteran, by all accounts, everybody loves that dude. Dallas's cap situation, they just paid Osa. Dak restructured, CD restructured, presumably all that's to get a Parsons deal done. If you get a Parsons deal done, I don't see how you can pay Tank Lawrence also. So that's one that I find interesting. I think, though, Nate, you've hit on the right tone of this thing, that the Kinlaw signing, I think, has generated more reaction from Commanders fans. I think fans are fired up about Tunsil. The Kinlaw thing, a lot of people look at PFF grades, or, you know, there were times you watch the Jets, he gets stood up and pushed off the line of scrimmage. At some point, where do you balance your reaction, your understanding, your ability to ascertain information surrounding the NFL with just AP and DQ clearly have a vision for this dude? It's the first guy they identified. I'm going to roll with that.
I saw people hating the Kinlaw signing. I'll be honest, I didn't watch enough Jets games last year to give him my Barstool Nate official grade. But when I look at him, he's a ginormous human being to clog the middle. He's still only 27 years old. He was a first-round pick in 2020 by the Niners. And there's that old saying that we say in the NFL circles, you can never judge a player by his tenure on the Jets. You just can't. You stop when you're on the Jets, you give up by week six. Like he got pushed off the ball because he was already thinking about his dinner reservation that he had after the Jets were going to lose another game by 40. So I think people also see the big numbers and they go, oh, over. I think every reply to every signing yesterday was overpaid. I don't think people understand the cap goes up every year, and so contracts get bigger every year. I think Adam Peters knows what he's doing with this signing. I don't think it was an overpay. If you can get a 6'5", 320-pound monster to clog the middle, you've got to do it after you lose both of your defensive tackles. I'm perfectly okay with this signing.
I agree with that. I think people kind of sleep on the cap going up also, so there's just more money out there.
Every year. It's every year people freak out about just the pure numbers and don't even think that the cap went up 15%, you know?
Yeah, they have to just understand that professional football players and professional athletes make way more money than we make.
So they make a lot.
When you see those numbers, you can't judge it according to what you're used to seeing. That is the going rate in the NFL.
How much did you make, B. Mitch? What was your biggest deal?
5 years, 10 mil.
That's not bad.
I'd take it. If anybody's offering that to me, please know that I will take it. Nate, looking ahead here, dude, are you...
I'm sure somebody think I was overpaid.
I bet they did. I bet they yelled it then, too. Anybody sad to see go, think is a bigger loss? Deami Brown comes to mind. You mentioned Chin already. You dubbed Deami Brown Mr. January.
Deami Brown was the bane of my existence until two games in the playoffs where he balled out and then he was bad again. He turned back into a pumpkin. I don't think he will be missed in the wide receiver room. I don't like how he acted after the season, acting like he deserved a ginormous contract. He did not improve.
I don't think that's fair.
Tenure.
I was there for his press conference. I would not say he acted like he deserved a ginormous contract.
I saw everything he said, and I think he overvalued himself, and he got a one-year prove-it deal in Jacksonville, and I do not think he's going to prove it. I will not miss him. I think he's easily replaceable. I think Jeremy Chinn is the obvious big loss from yesterday. I think two-factor. One, again, our depth at safety is non-existent, and two, I think most people expected him to stay. So that was a bit of a bummer. Besides that, we'll see how stuff shakes out, especially through the draft. If a new running back comes in and a running back leaves, we still need a backup quarterback. I would like Mariota to come back. It seems like nobody had a bad thing to say about him, especially in the mentor role for Jaden. Jaden and him seem to get along great and help each other out a lot. So I think that, you know, I think Mariota might command a little more money than people want to pay a backup. But that could be one of those worth it type of deals where you want to keep everything in the quarterback room the same for Jaden. So we'll see what happens there. Besides that, I think everything, you know, is going smoothly.
I think it is too. And I think folks are just, I don't understand. It seems like fans are so uneasy, but at the same time, nobody knew. Like, it's 24 hours into this thing and folks are freaking out about the lack of this or the lack of that.
They have to realize the roster is not final yet. You don't end it on the first 2 days of legal tampering period. You got more time to build this thing.
And Beamage, during the season, trade is for Lattimore, who makes the cornerbacks better. So I know it's not a free agent signing, but it's not like Peters is sitting on his thumb. He's out there making moves, making trades, making stuff happen. This team still has plenty of cap space to make another move. As JP said, when things kind of settle down and you see who's still out there, I think there'll be plenty of value. And then we have a draft. And who knows if we're going to trade back and collect more picks or what's going to happen in the draft. But I think for the most part, every position is going to be at least as good, if not better, than last season. And there's still plenty of time to go. We're March 11th. We have 6 months until we actually need to have a roster settled. So I'm not worried about anything. Oh, and Tress Way coming back. I think that's huge as well, obviously.
People's punter.
Yeah.
The people's punter.
I agree. What do you think about Ertz and Wagner? I don't know if we talked, but that was expected, but I still think important.
Ertz, I was a little harsh on at the beginning of the season. I think he got better and improved and became a very good safety blanket for Jaden, especially as the season went on. I still think we badly need a tight end too. I don't think John Bates is that guy. Sennett was weird how he was a second round pick and really never saw the field. And that was concerning to me. I know he was just a rookie, but he was the 53rd overall pick and he had five catches the entire season. And not just that, didn't get on the field whatsoever in any capacity. I don't know. I think Dan Quinn was very vague about what was happening there. I would really just love to know the answer to that mystery. Like, what was happening there? Why didn't he ever get any chances, any opportunities? And is he the tight end two of the future? Or is he just
brought everybody back?
The guy, you know? So if he's not the guy to, you know, take over for Ertz or be another option on the field, we badly need another tight end. I think a double tight end set would just be another layer on this offense that could help a lot. And then, you know, I think we need another receiver. You know, we have Deebo and Terry. After that, we're bringing back Jameson. We're bringing back Luke McCaffrey. I don't know what OZ's status is going to be, what Noah Brown's status is going to be. So I would love to just get another slot receiver who has sure hands and can pick up first downs.
I may be alone on this one, but I like the idea of Cooper Kupp 1 year incentive-based.
I don't hate it. Yep, I think Kupp can still play. Injuries aside, maybe he got the injuries out of the way. 31 years old, good hands, could come on the cheap-ish for how productive he's been in his career. So, yeah, I'm with you, JP. Throw a ton of incentives at him, see what he can do. Low-risk, high-reward type of guy.
So I just said this. I'm curious what you say on the Kupp thing. I was just talking to CK, the cluster buster in the men's room, just, you know, how we operate around here. And I was saying the Kupp thing, and he's like, if you sign a guy like Kupp, what does that say about Luke McCaffrey? I don't necessarily know that it says any one thing or the other. But, Brian, how worried are you about, at some point, perhaps, like, stunting Luke's development?
No. No, listen to me. I'm trying to build a football team. I'm not worried about stunting nobody's growth. Those guys have to realize right now this is no longer college. This is the pros. You're a professional. You come back better than what you were when you left. If you don't, it's not up to the coach to build you. And I think that's the whole thing right there. So I'm a little more harsh when it comes down to that than most people. I went through it.
Luke also strikes me as that kind of dude.
Yeah, well, his family is that type of dude.
His old man's not working every day?
Yeah, he should be. And I think the whole thing about that is, listen, man, if you feel Cooper will help or anybody you bring in will help, you bring him in.
I'll say this about Cooper Kupp. Last three seasons, 9 games, 12 games, 12 games, still way more productive in those games than most players are for a full season. 9 games, 812 receiving yards, 12 games, 737, 12 games, 710.
So each of his last three seasons would be the second most productive receiver in Washington last year.
Absolutely, 100%. And for Luke McCaffrey, I don't think it stunts his growth. I think it gives him another guy to compete with, another guy to say, I have to get better than. Luke McCaffrey has played wide receiver for all of 2 years of his life now. So, I mean, he had 18 catches as a rookie, barely having any experience at the position. He's still 6'2", 200 pounds. He has a good body, good frame. You know, he looked good in, you know, little pieces. But he's 20-whatever years old, 22 years old. He's not ready quite yet to be that guy. Cooper Kupp has proven he is that guy. And Cooper Kupp stays healthy. You have a 100-reception guy. You know, he's really good. I would love to take a flyer on him.
I tend to be on that side. West Coast Swing coming for the Caps. Do we have an official OV record-breaking prediction from you, Nate?
Oh, what game you mean?
Yeah.
So 9 more. We're on the West Coast now. You know, Ducks tonight, Kings on Thursday, Sharks on Saturday. Then back home for 3 straight. It would be crazy if he did it during one of those games. You know, watch him. He could go off for a hat trick in San Jose, be 6 away. You know, like he's just that kind of monster right now, scoring at that type of clip where it could be anywhere from, you know, March 22nd to April 10th. It could be any game in there. It's so hard because he's so good and the Caps are so good that we're going to get so many empty net opportunities.
That empty netter the other day, it's unfair to call that an empty netter.
Yeah,
like the degree of difficulty to hit the backhand spinner off the board and drill it.
I don't care if it's an empty netter or not. Why was it an empty net? Because you were beating that team and they had to get an extra guy. They got the goalie out of it. It's a part of the game.
Right.
So your score is no less in my book.
It was
My official prediction is March 30th at home against the Sabres. It's a 3 p.m. game. I will be there. If it's not that game
in our pool.
If it's not that game, I will be taking the Amtrak up to Boston for the April 1st game in Boston. Then we will be hopping a flight down to Raleigh for that April 2nd game. Then hopping a flight to DCA for the April 4th game in DC against the Blackhawks. Like
that's a lot of travel that I don't actually expect you to do.
He's not going
to
do it.
I will be in the arena for the record breaker no matter what.
Wow. Nate putting letting the world know right there. All right, we're going to hold you to that, buddy.
Hold me to at like a 70%.
That's when I give B a firm maybe. Hey, you want to do this? Firm maybe. He knows JP ain't coming.
He ain't coming. Like Nate not going to those games he's talking about.
Thank you, Nate Dogg. Appreciate you moving times. All right, Nate. Great.
Appreciate you guys. See you soon.
All right. That's our boy, Barstool Nate. Give him a follow at Barstool Nate. Of course, he joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts about the tournament is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. And right now, those upsets can get even better because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with Profit Boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shots, the scrappy teams, the ones that refuse to go quietly. Listen, I watched last night, I watched Wofford against Furman, and I'm going to tell you, Wofford's going to be a problem for somebody. They may not be that tall, but they are exceptional shooting, and they also run a lot of skilled plays out there. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download America's number one sportsbook. And back your Dog of the Day win with a Profit Boost. Because after all, anything can happen in March. You have to be 18 years old and present in D.C. Opt-in required. Wager of the at least plus 100 odds required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable Profit Boost tokens. Restricted supply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey now.
Jeff just called this the greatest rock song of all time. I don't know if he meant it, but he said it. Jeff, do you mean that?
No, I'm in here trolling Heavy Metal Chris.
Oh, I imagine Heavy Metal Chris was deeply offended by that.
He said this is the worst song ever.
It's catchy. It's not rock.
I didn't say ever. It is bad.
So you might.
It's not Grateful Dead bad.
Take it easy. Chris,
what do you say?
He just took a shot at the dead. What is that band? Smash Mouth? You compared Smash Mouth to the Grateful Dead, Chris? Relax. While we're insulting things, let's keep it going. What do you think has been the worst, or perhaps weirdest, most surprising move so far in free agency?
Daniel Jones going to Indianapolis?
Exactly. I was going right there with you, B.
Why?
I'm just saying, like, dude signed a $42 million deal, and he goes to Minnesota. He's in that system. He watches how well O'Connell works. And then instead of going back to Minnesota, where I think he would have a better chance of becoming some semblance of a quarterback, he goes to Indianapolis.
So
for $14 million.
The big money deal was over when the Giants cut him. He signed a veteran minimum.
I understand it was over, but what I'm trying to say is I thought he could still probably get on somewhere, you know. That's how it happens for first-round quarterback. They always find a job.
Bro, I think two things. I think Minnesota is J.J. McCarthy's job, and that's why he got out.
So you think he's going to go somewhere else and take the right job?
I think he's going to take the job in Indy. I think he takes Anthony Richardson's job.
We'll see.
And I think Indy, if you can play a decent quarterback, is a pretty good job.
So you're calling Daniel Jones a decent quarterback?
If he can play a decent quarterback.
Oh.
Like, if you're any good, I think Indy's a good option. I don't know that Richardson or Jones are, but, I mean, Daniel Jones has a good season on the books. He didn't throw a lot. He ran a lot.
That's why he has a touchdown season on the books, okay? Or a running back season on the books.
He had a productive season.
Okay.
They won games. They won a playoff game. He had a productive season on the books. I think Indy has a good run game, has a good offensive line, has a good defense. I don't think that's a terrible place to land.
I'm not saying Indy is terrible. I'm saying Daniel's terrible. That's what I believe.
So you're surprised Indy signed him?
Yes.
When they say that, you think it's fake competition? Because they've said they want real competition for Richardson.
I mean, they got two quarterbacks. They're probably making less than $20 million, right, at this point, right? Richardson in his second year?
I think it's third. He was a top five pick.
They're over $2 million now. I mean, they're over $20 million now.
Yeah. I think Richardson, just by nature of being a top five pick, is probably making some decent money. I know there's a rookie deal, but still, you're top five. You're top five. Richardson's on the books for 9.2.
Okay, $23 million.
To me, the biggest surprise is Seattle. I understand wanting to get younger, but I understand Geno probably didn't have as good of a season this past year as the year before. I think I trust Geno more than I trust Darnold.
Yeah. But, I mean, let's be real, though, Jay. You have a year, and as I say to you all the time, coaches think they can make everybody better. Okay? And
Geno is going to be 35 this fall.
I understand all that, but I saw the two games. Just like we say Deami got paid off the playoffs, that's the reason why I wouldn't have paid Darnold. In the playoffs, he wilted. He just wilted. B,
I wouldn't have played him before those two games. I'm not buying
because
Darnold.
He
man.
Had some level of success throughout the regular season. Then all of a sudden, I guarantee you, somebody's going to put it on social media. It's going to be him going into the playoffs, and all you're going to hear is, I see ghosts. Because he said that, didn't he?
He said it.
He said he see ghosts, and I think he saw him in the damn playoffs because he wouldn't throw the ball to people, and he held on to it. So I'm shocked. You said it's a one-year, $55 million deal. I don't know. I think they probably think he's going to be there for 2 years. He might walk away with $55 million for 2 years. That's the guarantee, right?
I haven't seen the updated numbers, but, I mean, maybe he's actually getting
it's 2 years,
35.
It's 3 years, 100 point something per year, whatever it is. It's like 30-something a year.
55 is guaranteed.
Guaranteed 55.
So, to me,
2 year deal.
It could be 40, and then there's 20 guaranteed for injury in the second, 15 guaranteed for injury in the second year.
Yeah, I was about to wonder where you're getting that 25 and 40.
I haven't seen the firm details, but I find it impossible to believe it. It's not going to be what backloaded to the point where he's making, what would that be on the back end of that? 50 in year three?
It'd be 47 in year three.
Yeah, there's no way. Like, it's.
But that's what it is, because you know what? If it's 55 guaranteed, I can be done with you. And I don't have to pay you that 45 mil.
Now, sure.
If you happen to put two damn good years together, then I can see it. But they more than likely understand after 2 years, we can say bye-bye and don't owe him nothing else.
That's why I think they can say bye after one. Like, I think based where the quarterback market is, there is some money attached to that second year. But I'm guessing they can get out of it after a year. That's why I bet it's 40 in the first year.
Yeah, but
just where the quarterback market is.
Give him $55 million 1 year?
People were talking about the franchise tag, which would have been 40. I'm not saying all of it is up front.
Yeah, it would have been 40, but I'm saying $55 million for him 1 year, nah.
I'm not saying one, but I bet whatever is guaranteed in the second year, if he goes back to the Darnold of the Jets or the Panthers,
he will.
They can eat it.
He will.
I look at Darnold, dude, and I look at Kevin O'Connell. I look at Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. I look at a good offensive line. I
he
look
doesn't
at a good,
have that in Seattle.
Yo, a good defense that had them leading most games. Mm-hmm.
He just lost.
That's a no for me, dog.
I mean, with Trump's gone, he lost the receiver there.
They got rid of Metcalf. Now, they like Jackson Smith in Jigba.
I don't
lot.
Think they have the same level of talent in Seattle they did in Minnesota.
No.
So, he is about to, what you saw late in the season is about to show up again.
I wonder if the Raiders couldn't be sneaky competitive with Geno. That division is loaded. Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos. Mm-hmm. The Geno trade was surprising to me. The DK trade, all right. So, Pittsburgh now has Pickens and DK. And by all accounts, the Rodgers saga is going to come down to Pittsburgh or the Giants.
You already got two head cases. I wouldn't want the third one.
Pittsburgh's done it before, man. Tomlin has juggled some egos.
Yeah, but you got
I don't think Big Ben was a real walk in the park. You know what I mean?
He wasn't a walk in the park, but Big Ben played ball. Big Ben just did stuff off the field sometimes.
Sure.
He didn't worry about on the field, he was balling. He was all focused about football. Right now, you got a guy that, it don't tell him what he's going to wake up and think one day. Then you got one receiver who really doesn't care.
How do you think Pickens is going to handle, I think, going into the final year of his rookie deal where he is really making, because he wasn't a first rounder even. Pickens is slated to make $4 million this year. DK is slated to make $31 million. How's that going to sit in that room?
It's not. That's what I'm telling you. I don't want a volatile quarterback as well. And his volatility is different than others. He might just decide he don't want to show up today.
It's a whole lot of crazy. If they add Rodgers to that.
If they go out and have a great season and they end up with Rodgers, Mike Thomas should get coach of the year.
Mike Thomas should get a Nobel Peace Prize.
Just saying.
That's a whole lot of crazy in one spot, man. And it's like one of the smaller markets in the NFL with really stable ownership. Mm-hmm. And they just keep – that's a hell of a direction there.
Mm.
I do think DK's crazy is limited to on-field competitiveness, kind of frustration, fist fight, a safety kind of competitive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. His crazy. I think Rodgers and Pickens crazy has no bounds. I think they are going where no man has gone before, Star Trek style.
That point?
What Pittsburgh is trying to do, and I get you're chasing Baltimore and you're chasing Cincy just in your own division. That is difficult for me.
Yeah. That's how it is. So you gotta face what you play.
What has Cleveland done? Just within that division.
Oh, they just traded away.
They Dorian got Kenny
Thompson.
Pickett.
They traded Torian Thompson Robinson for Kenny Pickett. They did that.
And Big Luke.
They got Luke. They gave a lot of money to Garrett.
They did keep Miles Garrett because he wants to chase a Super Bowl in Cleveland. B.
What, are they gonna have one there? They about to have the Super Bowl.
They're gonna host it. Maybe they build a dome stadium. If Miles Garrett is playing for Super Bowls with the Browns, I'm 6'2".
Well, they're not going to be playing for a Super Bowl with the Browns.
Here's what I can tell you is real. If you're looking for help with your garage door, you need to call my boys at Door Pro America. Trust me, man, I got a new garage door at my house. My boys came over to the house and brought this cool computer. It was Shane and Vince from Door Pro America. They had this little iPad where they could Photoshop all these different style garage doors onto my house, and we could pick the exact look we want. And what impressed me most was how they handled the actual installation. Showed up early, moved all the stuff out of my garage so that they could put it in, then put everything back exactly into place. My garage looked better than it did before they started. These guys are experts, man. They're based locally. Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. Their team can handle everything, garage door and opener repairs, maintenance, and new installations like they did for me. They do it all like seasoned pros because it's exactly what they are. We had to have somebody come to the house today. My wife was able to let them in and out on the app of the garage door. She was at work. The people were at our house. Brian, does it surprise you? I do not have the app. My wife's not sure I should get it.
I think she's smart because you're going to let somebody in the house.
If you want a new garage door, you can or cannot give me the app. But trust me, new garage door has helped my house a ton. It's so much quieter. The old thing sounded like a Harley was starting every time. Call today and ask how you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you or check them out now at doorproamerica.com. All right, we got breaking Commanders news. Before we start, caller number 10, you win two tickets to Dropkick Murphys and Bad Religion Summer of Discontent Tour. Tuesday, August 12th at Pier 6 in Baltimore with special guests, the Mainliners. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. 800-636-1067. You can win those tickets. Dropkick Murphys. Breaking news from Washington. Washington Commanders have signed safety Will Harris to a two-year deal. NFL Network first breaking the story. I've confirmed it. Will Harris was drafted by the Detroit Lions. Third-round pick in the 2019 NFL draft. Played his college ball at Boston College. 6'1", 206. Played for five seasons in Detroit, 1 year. Last year with New Orleans, played 13 games, had an interception, 74 tackles. Physical player, if you go back to his combine testing, one thing you find time and time again with players that Washington seems to prioritize, athletic testing. If you go back to Will Harris's athletic score, coming out of BC in the combine, the scores they come up with are based on scouts, right? His production score based on his time at Boston College was a 61. His athleticism score, however, was an 83. That's pretty significant. Ran a 4.440. The 10-yard split on that was a 1.49. 36.5-inch vertical, 10-foot, 3-inch broad jump, 6.91 cone, and 20 reps on the bench press. Physical player has obviously been in the NFL now, productive, relatively durable. You know, this is this time last year, nobody was excited. Not many were excited about Jeremy Chinn. The word on him in Carolina was that he started really well and then was a box safety, couldn't really help you. So these guys have identified the safety they want in Will Harris. 2-year deal. I don't think the money's prohibitive. Per Garofolo, it's 2-year, $8 million, max value of $10 million. So you're talking
same
about
deal with Scum guy, right?
A little less.
To leave?
Yeah, but also think about Lance Newmark was in Detroit with Harris, clearly knows him. Versatile player, can move around in the secondary for you. Folks that were worried about the safety, there you have it. They've added one. What do you think, B?
I'm with it. I am with it, Jay. I'm not questioning now, Adam. I'm just going to see what happens. Trying to keep my mind out. When you and I both said that 2 years ago when they brought him in. And I'm trying to just go along with it and see what happens.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is one thing I find, Chinn's numbers coming out of Southern Illinois from the productivity side were higher. But if you compare Harris and Chinn's athletic scoring stuff, mm-hmm. it's really pretty similar. Chinn was a 4.45 guy. Mm. Harris was a 4.41. Chinn's 10-yard split was a 1.5. Harris was a 1.49. Now, Chinn had a much higher vertical, but Chinn's also a lot taller. Mm-hmm. So that's going to kind of impact it. They both bench press 20 pounds.
The vertical don't care how tall you are. The vertical is just how high you are.
I'm just saying he's a better, bigger athlete. He runs a little faster. But Harris has a little more speed. The athleticism score, the spark score, was an 81 for Harris and 88 for Chinn, 83 rather. So 5-point difference on a scale of 100 is really a pretty similar player in that regard. One was a second rounder, one was a third rounder. These guys identify the athletic traits they want, and then they go seek them out. So I think folks need to just kind of be aware of that. We'll open the phone lines up, see if you think they've done enough in the secondary. People wanted a safety. They got a safety. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan.
The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.